B'choros, Perkei Mishnah 5:5. We've been saying that the Kohanim are chashurim, they're suspected of foul play with regard to inflicting a mum, a blemish, onto a b'chor. But there are really two possible types of foul play involved. The lesser of the two is to intentionally blemish an animal so you can slaughter it, and that they're suspected of. The worse of the two would be to not bother with that first step and simply to slaughter an animal that was a b'chor prior to a qualified person declaring it to be permitted to be slaughtered. That a Kohen is not suspected of doing, because once the animal has still got the status of being a tam, unblemished, or not confirmed as being blemished, so then it's kadshim, which if you slaughter that outside the base of English is a severe crime that carries the penalty of karas, of, you know, divine excision, just like, you know, eating Yom Kippur and breaking Shabbos. So Kohanim are not suspected of causing the animals to be slaughtered before they are declared as Balei Mum. And the only concern we have is that they're sort of engineering that they should become Balei Mum, permanently blemished, by, you know, inflicting a wound. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Ne'eman ha-Kohen lomar, the Kohen is believed to say, Her Esi b'chor zeh uval mumhu. He's believed to tell, let's say, whether the shochet or the person buying it, I've already shown this to an expert and it's been confirmed to be a Baal Mum that we do believe the Kohen. Okay, there is a second reason that the Gemara brings besides for a Kohen wouldn't cause himself or others to do shechitas kachim b'chut, to slaughter sanctified animals outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that is, it's called a milsa de avida legluye, which means it's a matter which will come to light eventually. It'll come out in the wash. If the Kohen says he showed it to the mumcha, you know, the next thing you know, the mumcha is the animal you're talking about. I know that Kohen, I never saw his animal. And then the Kohen will be confirmed to be a liar, which is worse. People would avoid that. And therefore, there's a general halachic assumption, which is in matters where the truth will eventually come out, we don't assume a person would lie. Okay, that'll come back to halach lamaisa, it has implications. Mishnah says further, hakol ne'emanin al mumei ha-meiser. Everyone is believed with respect to the blemishes on meiser animals. Now, this really is like a totally parenthetical comment that has nothing to do with our topic. However, we just got finished saying in the previous Mishnah that we suspect Kohanim of foul play because when they receive this b'chor, it ends up being a massive financial drain on them until eventually it gets this blemish. So therefore, they have a big incentive to see it blemished sooner. Now, everybody, whether they're Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, they all could have flocks, and their flocks or cattle will have, if there are 10 of them, every year they get meiser. And the meiser, the 10th animal out of the corral, is essentially just kind of like a b'chor. It's kachim. It must be brought as a korban based mikdash. If there's no based mikdash, but they live in chutzars, they can't bring whatever the story is, then they have to just let this animal graze until it gets a blemish of its own, and then they could slaughter it and eat it. The problem is, just as the b'chor could be a massive financial drain for years, never getting a blemish, so too the miser could be a massive financial drain, which, you know, the farmer just has to keep feeding and supporting and taking care of for years and years and never gets a blemish. Therefore, you might think, just as we suspect a Kohen of foul play and inflicting an intentional wound to make it a blemished animal, we should suspect a farmer, every farmer who has meisers, of the same. But the Mishnah says, no, they are not suspected. And the reason why they're not suspected when it comes to meiser, no one's suspected regarding a meiser behema, is because if you really wanted to sort of circumvent Hilchos meiser behema and not have to worry about, you know, just slaughter these things and eat them right away, never have to bring korbanos, etc., there's a really easy way to do it. And that is, you can simply like cause blemishes. You can just snip the ear of every animal prior to having them go out of the corral one at a time to name the 10th one as meiser. Because before you do that process, all your animals are chulin. And there's no restriction whatsoever on snipping the ear of a chulin animal, you know, over any, it's not damaging kachim. So it's not a problem. So therefore, if you wanted to sort of beat the system and you wanted to cheat the system, you could snip all animals first, then put them in the corral, and then have them all come out. And the 10th one already will be a Baal Mum because you engineered it that way, and therefore you can eat it right away. So therefore, we don't suspect a person of lying regarding Maestras and tricking regarding making Mumin, because anyways, they could engineer it without a problem if they wanted to. Mishnah says further, Bechor shenismes eino. If you have a Bechor, back to Bechoros and Kohanim here, and it has a blinded eye, or shenikta yado, or it has like its front leg, like its foot has been cut off, or nishpa raglo, or its back leg has been broken, like in a way that's sort of mutilated, and these are all blemishes, mumin, but they're obviously a mum kavua. There's no way that this crushed foot or this missing foot or this, you know, blinded eye will ever heal. Therefore, it's a mum kavua, and really, technically speaking, you shouldn't necessarily need a mumcha to identify it as such. And indeed, that's what the Mishnah says here, harezi yishachet al pi shlosha v'nei ha-knesses. You don't need a mumcha anymore, now you just need three members of the shul to rule that indeed, yes, this is a missing, a three-legged cow, for sure, it's a bal mum. Okay, now, the expression of b'nei knesses is a little unusual, and it's basically saying that they can't, they don't need to be real experts, you know, just anyone who goes to shul, that'll be good enough, so to speak, but on the one hand. On the other hand, they have to be talmidei chacham tzas, they have to be like sort of not complete ameyar, it's complete dopes, guys sit on the street corners, you know, play backgammon all day, the kind of guys who go to shul and they're regulars over there, so therefore they're in the shul, they hear divrei Torah, they hear the Rav speaking, they hear their daf yomi, share whatever the story is. So these three guys, they're not rabbis, but they go to daf yomi or whatever, they go to shul and they daven and they hear the Rav speak, those guys are can make a bezin of three, like an ad hoc bezin of three, so to speak, and say, yes, confirm you can eat this cow because it's a balmum, obviously, because it's missing an eye or missing a foot, whatever the story is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, no, you need a mumcha, and that's that. Afilu yesham esrim ushlosha. I don't care if you have 23 men who could convene and sit as a Sanhedrin katana and, like, you know, rule on capital cases. They could execute people. Even such a bezin of 23, if they haven't got the sanction of the Sanhedrin or the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, forget it. They can't rule on Bechoros. Lo yishachet ela al pi mumcha. The only people who can allow Bechoros be eaten is an authorized mumcha with the expertise and the authorization of the Nasi or the Sanhedrin. Okay, halacha does not follow B'yosi. Halacha follows the Tanakama. And indeed, Bezman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash. If your person has a Bechor and he didn't go into partnership with a non-Jew, therefore the Bechor now can't be eaten, it's restricted. When it gets a mum, a blemish, it can be eaten, but you'll need to convene three b'nei ha-knesses, three people that are not complete dopes, you know, something or other, and to confirm, yes, this is now a bal mum, and then it can be eaten. Interestingly, if a kohen, back to the first part of the Mishnah, a kohen is believed to say, I showed this to the mumcha, and he said it's okay. So he actually is more suspected, kind of counterintuitively, if it's an obvious mum, because then he might just sort of say, I don't need to bother showing it, because obviously, it has three legs. And that's not just by virtue of having three legs, that's not good enough. It needs to be ruled to be a bal mum. So the Kohen is suspected of skipping that step potentially. And therefore, if a Kohen says he got, let's say, the three members of the Knesset to indeed, you know, say it's permitted, if it's an blatant open mum that everyone could tell like that, he has to identify who the mumcha was. He has to say by name who he showed it to. Because that makes it for sure, this concept of Mils Davida Legluye, it's going to for sure come out because he named who it was. And then he can be believed. But if he doesn't say who it is, who he showed it to, he is not believed because we suspect he's just sort of skipping a step and not doing this properly.